first of all, for our archive purposes, if you could just pronounce your name and spell it.
Yeah. Oh, my name is Herb Angiknakimak. I'm H-E-R-B A-N-G-I-K N-A-K-I-M-A-Y-A-K.
And could you explain your presence here at this workshop?
So my presence here at this workshop is part of the AIRMAP project, along with Brenda Parley and Miriam Abubakar. And we're here to talk about our the AIRMAP project, which we have over 150 projects around globally, and I represent the Arctic.
And what contribution have you brought to this workshop?
I think the contribution that I bring from the Fisheries Joint Management Committee lens is that we've had our land claims for 40 years, and so research has been developed in our region throughout this 40 years, and our forefathers have really given us a good mandate and a good focus on ensuring that we monitor the wildlife and the species that we harvest and rely on for food. And so we ensure that we look at the indicators, and to ensure that the species that we study and monitor are healthy. In turn, that ensures that our health is maintained through this research program.
And the Holy Father had addressed the conference and the participants yesterday, and he has expressed his closeness on several occasions to Indigenous peoples, insisting the importance of their contribution. Do you feel that the wisdom of Indigenous peoples is being valued?
I think the wisdom of Indigenous peoples here at the Vatican is being valued and respected, and you know, through the reconciliation process, it's given us a solid foundation to ensure that it also sureties that we're able to carry out the work that we're doing now and into the future. So it's a foundation of respect and a foundation looking forward. So we very much align with that.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I'm very grateful. Myself as an Indigenous knowledge holder and someone who manages research programs between scientists and Indigenous knowledge holders, we want to ensure that, you know, respect is maintained through this work, and that Indigenous knowledge holders are respected and also recognized in papers that come out in co-led projects, and also that Indigenous knowledge holders are now co-leading and leading projects in our region. We want to see that globally as well.